Funding for the live broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is provided in part by Christus Spahn Health System, the largest not-for-profit healthcare system in South Texas. With 6 hospital campuses, Christus Spahn Health System provides over $55 million in charity care and $10 million in unbilled community services every year to the 13 counties it serves. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of the Cathedral Mass broadcasts. Additional funding is provided by the John G. and Marie Stella Kennedy Memorial Foundation, whose philanthropy serves the Catholic Church across the state.
Welcome to Corpus Christi Cathedral's Sunday Mass, where the gospel of Christ is shared among us. And through the Holy Spirit, our souls will flourish in our daily lives. Join us as we celebrate the Holy Eucharist, live from Corpus Christi Cathedral.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with all of you. And good morning to all of you, and a word of welcome also to our extended families and friends who are following us through television, the radio, and internet. We gather as God's people to celebrate the feast of St. John Lateran today, the dedication, the Cathedral of Rome. It's not just a feast of a building, it's also a feast of a people. We are indeed church because we are the people of God. As we ourselves to celebrate this Eucharist lesson, recall to mind our sins and failures and ask the Lord for pardon and strength. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done, in what I have failed to do, through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask Blessed Mary Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Let us pray. O God, who from living and chosen stones prepare an eternal dwelling for your majesty, increase in your church the spirit of grace you have bestowed, so that by new growth your faithful people may build up the heavenly Jerusalem. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever.
Amen. A reading from the book of the prophet Ezekiel. The angel brought me back to the entrance of the temple, and I saw water flowing out from beneath the threshold of the temple toward the east, for the facade of the temple was toward the east. The water flowed down from the southern side of the temple, south of the altar. He led me outside by the north gate and around to the outer gate facing east, where I saw water trickling from the southern side. He said to me, "This water flows into the eastern district down upon the Araba and empties into the sea the salt waters which it makes fresh. Wherever the river flows, every sort of living creature that can multiply shall live, and there shall be abundant fish. For wherever this water comes, the sea shall be made fresh. Along both banks of the river, fruit trees of every kind shall grow. Their leaves shall not fade, nor their fruit fail. Every month they shall bear fresh fruit, for they shall be watered by the flow from the sanctuary. Their fruit shall serve for food and their leaves for medicine. The word of the Lord.
A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, you are God's building. According to the grace of God given to me, like a wise master builder, I laid a foundation, and another is building upon it. But each one must be careful how he builds upon it, for no one can lay a foundation other than the one that is there, namely Jesus Christ. Do you not know that you are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? If anyone destroys God's temple, God will destroy that person. For the temple of God, which you are, is holy. The word of the Lord.
Thank you. consecrated this house, says the Lord, that my name may be there forever.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Since the Passover of the Jews was near, Jesus went up to Jerusalem. He found in the temple area those who sold oxen, sheep, and doves, as well as the money changers seated there. He made a whip out of cords and drove them all out of the temple area with the sheep and oxen, and spilled the coins of the money changers and overturned their tables. And to those who sold doves, he said, "Take these out of here and stop making my Father's house a marketplace." His disciples recalled the words of Scripture, "Zeal for your house will consume me." At this, the Jews answered and said to him, "What sign can you show us for doing this?" Jesus answered and said to them, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up." The Jews said, "This temple has been under construction for 46 years, and you will raise it up in 3 days?" But he was speaking about the temple of his body. Therefore, when he was raised from the dead, his disciples remembered that he had said this, and they came to believe the scripture and the word Jesus had spoken. The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning. Today is the Feast of the Lateran Basilica. And even though it falls on a Sunday, we always celebrate this feast day on the 9th of November each year. Well, some of you may be thinking, well, okay, but who or what is the Lateran Basilica? Now, I know quite a few of you probably already know, and you may have even visited this beautiful arch basilica in Rome, but this morning I'll just give you a kind of Reader's Digest, a Cliff Notes version, and if you'd like, you can really possibly Google it and really find out more about this beautiful, beautiful basilica in Rome. As I mentioned, some of you already probably know that the Papal Arch Basilica of St. John Lateran is commonly known as St. John Lateran's Archbasilica, or just St. John's Basilica, is the cathedral church of the Diocese of Rome. And it's also the official ecclesiastical seat of the Bishop of Rome, who is the Pope. St. John's Basilica is the oldest and ranks first among the four major basilicas of Rome. And those four major basilicas are St. John Lateran, St. Peter, St. Paul, and Santa Maria. St. Peter's is in the Vatican, and the other three are actually located in the city of Rome proper. Now, the cathedral was built by Emperor Constantine in the 4th century AD. In ancient times, going back to maybe the 1st century, this site was occupied by a mansion that was owned by the Laterni family, hence you have the name Lateran. The original mansion was located about 5 meters below the nave of the church. Now, in the second century, the mansion was replaced by some barracks of the mounted Imperial Guard. And later on in the 4th century, this property was taken over by Constantine, actually through his wife, Fausta, and he actually gave it or gifted it to the church. And at that time, Constantine filled in the basement to form a foundation for the church that was to be the Cathedral of Rome. The church was actually dedicated in 324 by Pope Sylvester. And in the 10th century, it had another rededication by Pope Sergius, and St. John the Baptist was added to the dedication. And then later on in the 12th century, they had another dedication by Pope Lucius, and he added St. John the Evangelist, and hence we have the Basilica of St. John Lateran. During these dedications is when we actually began to celebrate this feast day on November 9th. A little bit more history: in the 4th century, it was sacked and stripped by the Vandals, almost destroyed at that time by an earthquake. And through the years, I think probably in the 14th century, it suffered two separate fires. This basilica was the original actual home. It housed the papacy until about, this was the home of the Pope, until about the latter part of the 14th century, when it was finally moved to St. Peter's in the Vatican. The basilica, again, was remodeled completely in the 17th century and finished in the 18th century with the new facade that it contains today. So if you look at the present-day church, that's the facade that they put on in the 17th and 18th century. The Basilica of St. John Lateran is known as the Mother Church of the whole world. And so, when we look at the readings chosen for this feast day commemorating the Papal Arch Basilica, naturally they reflect the theme of temple, or they reflect the theme of church. And looking at the gospel and looking at the first reading, they refer us to the temple, the space where the people gathered to worship and to pray. But you see, the readings also refer us to a much deeper understanding of temple, a meaning that is not simply the edifice or the structure. In the case of the gospel, we see Jesus acting in a way that sometimes we don't hear about. We see Jesus letting his emotions flow to the surface as he chases the money changers and the merchants from the temple area. You remember what he says? He chastises them by saying, "Stop making my Father's house a marketplace." You see, Jesus already knew that the elders and the chief priests had lost their real understanding of inner temple and of their true devotion to the Heavenly Father. See, the church had become big business. The money flowed freely, all in the name of religion. This outward action of Jesus during this incident, I think, gives us a very concrete example of the New Jerusalem and the new temple that Jesus constantly preached about during his time on earth. And that being that the kingdom of God and the new temple lie within each and every one of us. And so you see, without this understanding, the worship area simply had become a social gathering spot that could be turned for profit. The elders and the scribes representing the holy faith had become distant. They had become removed. And see, that's why they never could quite grasp the understanding of what Jesus told them about the destruction and raising of the temple of his body in 3 days. They were closed. They were closed off mentally. They were spiritually blinded and could only see the structure of mortar and stones that they said took approximately 50 years to build. And I think St. Paul, in that second reading we had today, what a beautiful letter. St. Paul sums it up in very, very plain and simple language. Brothers and sisters, you are God's building. Do you not know that you are the temple of God and that the Spirit dwells in you? What powerful statements. I think this short excerpt from Paul's letter says it all. And so when we think churches, when we think cathedrals, beautiful structures, remember that it all starts with the temple and the spirit of our own persons. The beautiful feast day of our mother church, St. John Lateran, should always remind us that our worship really begins in our inner temples. And I hope that when this feast day comes around again, you will remember Paul's words that you are God's building. And if we in fact believe this, then let us treat ourselves, and let us treat our neighbors as the indwelling temple of the Holy Spirit, respecting our personhood and their personhood by what we say, by what we do, and by how we act. May God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Let us together profess our faith. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made, for us men and for our salvation. He came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary, and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy Catholic Apostolic Church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward.
We are the living stones of the church built on the foundation of Jesus Christ. Let us offer our prayers through the Holy Spirit who dwells in us and unites us.
For the church, the people of God, as we strive to build up the reign of God in every human heart, we pray to the Lord. For the nations of the world, that they may learn to collaborate to ensure a safe and secure life for all people, we pray to the Lord. For those who are seeking to contribute to the establishment of God's reign by discerning the vocation to which God calls them in this world, we pray to the Lord. For those who have gone to be with their Lord, especially Deacon Alfonso Ramirez, let us pray to the Lord. For all who serve in our armed forces and for their families and loved ones, we pray to the Lord. For the intentions of this Mass, for the eternal repose of the souls of Michael Hayes, Robert E. and Hannah G. Hagelin, and Robert E. Hagelin Jr., and Beatrice Martinez, we pray to the Lord. Now, my friends, for all of the prayers and intentions that we hold in the silence of our hearts. For all of these needs, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord God Almighty, we seek to worship you in spirit and in truth. Hear our prayers and graciously grant them, for we ask these through Christ our Lord.
Thank you.
Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. May the Lord accept the sacrifice of your thanks for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and good of all of his holy church. Accept, we pray, O Lord, the offering made here, and grant that by it those who seek your favor may receive in this place the power of the sacraments and the answer to their prayers, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
Let
us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, for in your benevolence you are pleased to dwell in this house of prayer in order to perfect us as the temple of the Holy Spirit, supported by the personal perpetual help of your grace, and resplendent with the glory of a life acceptable to you. Year by year, you sanctify the church, the bride of Christ, foreshadowed in visible buildings, so that rejoicing as the mother of countless children, she may be given her place in your heavenly glory. And so with all the angels and saints, we praise you, as without end we acclaim. You are indeed holy, O Lord, and all you have created rightly gives you praise. For through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the power and the working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and make them holy. And you never cease to gather people to yourself, so that from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, O Lord, we humbly implore you, by the same Spirit, graciously make holy these gifts we have brought to you for consecration, that they may become the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate these mysteries. For on the night he was betrayed, he himself took bread, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. Therefore, O Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection and ascension into heaven, and as we look forward to his second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy and living sacrifice.
Look, we pray upon the oblation of your church and recognizing the sacrificial victim, by whose death you will to reconcile us to yourself. Grant that we who are nourished by the body and blood of your Son and filled with his Holy Spirit may become one body, one spirit in Christ. May he make of us an eternal offering to you, so that we may obtain an inheritance with your elect, especially with the most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, blessed Joseph, her spouse, with your blessed apostles and glorious martyrs, and with all the saints on whose constant intercession in your presence we rely for unfailing help. May this sacrifice of our reconciliation, we pray, O Lord, advance the peace and the salvation of all the world. Be pleased to confirm in faith and charity your pilgrim church on earth with your servants Francis our Pope and Michael our Bishop, the order of bishops, all the clergy, and the entire people you have gained for your own. Listen graciously to the praise of this family whom you have summoned before you. In your compassion, O merciful Father, gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world. To our departed brothers and sisters, and to all who were pleasing to you at their passing from this life, give kind admittance to your kingdom, that we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory, through Christ our Lord, through whom you bestow on the world all that is good. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. At the Savior's command and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grants peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory of your Son, amen.
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And let us offer each other the sign of peace.
Peace, peace. Thank you. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word and my soul shall be healed. May the body and blood of Lord Jesus Christ give me safe unto the life. Body of Christ. Blood of Christ.
Thank you.
Hello, I'm Father Han Pham, Rector of Corpus Christi Cathedral. On behalf of Bishop Mulvey and all of us here at the Cathedral, I would like to thank you for joining us this morning for this live broadcast of the Sunday Liturgy. May you and all who are dear to you always be blessed in the gift of God's love, peace, and joy, and know that all of you remain in our prayers. And may Almighty God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The weekly broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is made possible in part by the generosity of Christus Spahn Health System, providing more than $6,000 of charity care every hour of every day to the residents of South Texas. More specific information is available on the web at christusspahn.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of this broadcast and their many other ministries and services to the people of South Texas. If you've been blessed by this broadcast and would like to support the Cathedral TV Mass Ministry, consider sending a tax-deductible contribution to the address on your screen. The Cathedral Sunday Mass is a ministry of the Corpus Christi Cathedral and CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.